Hello, Jonathan.
Hello?
Good morning, am I speaking with Kenneth?
Yeah, tell you.
Hi, Kenneth. My name is Aaron. I'm calling you from INS Lawsuits in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Okay, is now a good time to talk, sir? Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do, sir, is I'm just going to go through your application with you and just there with the details we've got so far. Tell you how the process can work for yourself and what we can do to represent you. And then I'll also go through your care settings and the unfortunate experiences that you may have endured during your time in care. Is that all okay with yourself?
That's okay, yes.
Ah, perfect. I'm just going to gather some details in order to comply with data protection, sir, okay? So I've got your name here as Kenneth, surname Mackie. Okay, and do you have any middle names, Kenneth?
No.
No, okay. I've got your email address here as kennymackie2@gmail.com.
That's right, yes.
Perfect. And what's your date of birth, please, sir?
That's 17566.
17/05/1966. Okay, and where are you currently living at the moment?
I'm living in Fowey, Northern Ireland.
In Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind giving me that address, please? Sorry.
It's apartment 1960 Society Street, Coleraine, BT521LA.
Okay, sorry, sir. I do apologise. That was a little bit too fast for me.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Apartment 15, did you say?
19.
19. Okay. Apartment 19.
60.
Yep.
Society Street, Coleraine.
Okay, I've got that one here.
BT521LA.
Yep, okay. Perfect. Putting that into my system now. What's the area there, sir? Is it Castle Row?
No, it's a Korean.
I caught Corinne, sorry, my bad. Okay, perfect, sir. And the best methods of contact to get you by is
That's number here,
is text and email okay too?
yeah. Yeah, yes.
Yep, okay, perfect. Okay, and do you have any terminal illnesses at all that you need to make me aware of, sir?
No.
No, okay. That's not a problem. Okay, Ken, so I do appreciate that obviously, yeah, discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. But please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during the call, okay?
Okay, Paul.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay, sir. Okay, so the purpose of today's call, yeah, as I've said, I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll also explain how we work as a law firm and operate for yourself, whilst also discussing the funding and fees that apply to ourselves as well. And then what I'll do is I'll gather all the information required to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct ourselves to represent you. Okay, so the three options that are applicable to yourself, Kenneth, is option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Under the Scottish Government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application, they'll still receive that £2,000.
You still be paid then?
No. So that's what I'm just about to explain option three for you now, sir.
Okay.
So INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing a private legal representation under what we call a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at the stage, before I continue, sir, do you have any other representation towards the scheme?
No. But if I could apply for a solicitor, I would.
What was that?
If I could apply for using a solicitor, the Scottish address, I would. But I didn't know you could.
Yeah. So you can apply yourself. You can choose a solicitor who operates under the scheme, or you can choose a private legal representation like ourselves and many others out there who are not part of the scheme. But as I'll explain now, we work on a no win, no fee basis.
You win no fee, no win, no fee?
No win, no fee, sir, yeah.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so yeah, so being option three, sir, our agreement operates on a no win, no fee basis. So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent in your case, and also a success fee as well.
Yes.
However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap. Mm-hmm. So 16% plus VAT totals a capped percentage of 19.2%, sir. So it's less than 20% that we take.
Okay.
So it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call. Okay, so if instructed, sir, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme. If you are eligible, what we'll do is then gather and review all our evidence, and we'll get that prepared, ready for submission for your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. We have full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you of an offer ever made from the Scottish Redress Scheme. And once that offer is made and accepted, there is a statutory waiver to sign if the offer is awarded. And we'll also offer any assistance with the reconsideration or review of the process with the scheme. Okay, so what that statutory waiver is that I've just briefly mentioned there is if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain what the waiver will contain when deciding whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. Basically, once the awards have given you an award from the redress scheme, the statutory waiver just basically means any institutions that we've found evidence on that have done wrongdoing to yourself or are listed within this process, you then, once you've accepted the award from the scheme, you then can't go and take out a civil claim against them institutions or local authorities.
Right.
Okay, so does that make sense to you, sir?
It does, yeah.
Yep, okay.
I can give you information in a minute. I can give you where I was and what happened. I want you to just think about a decision. You know, if you left me overnight with it, you could post that tomorrow. But I could give you more information now about the care system I was in, where I was in, and what happened, you know.
Yeah, of course. Well, obviously, I can go through the basic genetic details with yourself. And then what I can do, it's entitled to yourself. I can get the information about obviously your time and care and what's happened. So we already have that information. Or if you feel like you want that call back tomorrow, we can go through your care settings. Then that's completely fine.
That's okay. Yeah. No, I'm willing to carry on. Yeah.
Okay, Kenneth. So if you do decide to instruct us, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise to begin work straight away whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
Yes.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, once you obviously were to decide to instruct ourselves and we sent the agreements to yourself, would you like us to start work straight away or give you them 14 days?
Are you give me the 14 days, and I'll think about it. You know, I'm going to think about it overnight anyway, you know.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, and then if you give me a call back tomorrow, I can get some more information. You know?
Yep, okay. Well, I'll also need from yourself, Kenneth, as well, to verify who you are and for anti-money laundering regulations.
Yeah.
We'll need some ID and proof of address as well.
Yeah.
So whether that be a driver's license, passport or business certificate, alongside the proof of address dated within the last 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, what I can do now for you, Kenneth, is I can go through your case sentence with you.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So just, if you can, tell me the first name of the care setting that you was in.
Cadros Assessment Centre, Kilburnie. Scotland. And Virtue Adolescent Unit. No, Cadros Assessment Centre, Cadros. And Virtue Adolescent Centre, Kilburnie.
Right, okay, just bear with me as I grab the details of the first one.
It's Cadros Assessment Centre.
What was it? Kid Ross Assessment
Centre? Cadros, Car,
C-E-R. Cadros.
Yes. Assessment Centre. Cadros. It's not there anymore, it's been took down, it's demolished in a way.
Yeah, yeah. What year was you there, Kenneth?
Oh, I was very young, I don't know. I was at 13, 14 in Mushroom. I'm 66. I'm 60 now, so like a few years ago, me and Betty were 60.
Okay, so if you was 13, born in 66, so we go with 1979.
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Yep. Okay. And how long was you there for?
I was one of the longest people in it at the time. I was there for a year.
There for a year. So 1979 to 1980. Okay, and then after Cadros, where was you?
I was in Redhu, R-E-D-H-U-E, Redhu, Adolescent Unit. It's called Burnley, Scotland.
Was that the List D school, was it, sir?
No, it was an adolescent unit. No, I was threatened with List D, but it was never in them. It was just a home. A big old building, children's home with flats in it, you know.
Okay.
I didn't know where they put me, actually. That's where they threatened me with a Steve, threatened me with jail rooms and all that, you know. So,
yeah.
I didn't really know. I was uncontrollable, pal. I admit that now, you know. I was uncontrollable.
Listen, sir, we're all human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, all human. So it's R-E-D-H-E-U-G-H.
R-U-D, yeah. R-U-D-H-E-U-E.
R-U-D-H-E-U-E.
Yeah, that's you. Adolescent, yeah.
Okay, because the ones that are coming up is Red House Assessment Centre, Assessment Centre.
Well, I thought it was an adolescent unit. It could be an assessment centre. Cadros Assessment Centre, I know that was the first one. So I thought it was an adolescent unit in Kilburnie.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll do a more area search. Bear with me.
I got it up before one time, you know, it's still open, I think.
Okay.
R-E-D-H-U-E, I think it is. Kilburnie.
Yes, I've got that here. It's on Dipple Road.
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, so you was there from 1980, and how long was you there for?
I think it was just maybe a year and a half, a year maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay, would you like before 1981?
You'll be able to get your hands on the records anyway, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was just about to say, these dates don't have to be exact. It's just more of a ballpark that we can once we get your care records, everything will match. So after the adolescent centre, sir, was the end of the case, I think?
No, after that, I was sent home, but I didn't actually get home. I was homeless from about when I left. I was sent home with my mother's house, but my mother had already been with another man. The family had moved in, so I wasn't really accepted. Yeah. You know, absolutely. As I say, we're uncontrollable, pal.
Yeah, I understand. That's so we've got Card Ross and Redhue Adolescent Unit. Okay. Okay, and do you feel ready to talk to me about them experiences in them two case settings?
Well, it's a process, you know. I'm constantly absconding. You call it, you know, when you're running away.
Yeah.
I'm constantly absconding, and then they're taking me back. When I'm getting back, I was getting severe mental abuse and severe weaknesses sometimes, you know. I can't even remember his name. Roy Grimwood was the main head man at the time, Roy Grimwood. He gave me a few good punches a few times. One time I told him, you know, my dad can hit me hard on that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, when you're sitting in the face and calling them for everything, you know, you can wind them up.
Yeah.
So I was really bringing it on myself, but now I understand you shouldn't have been doing that sort of thing to kids, you know.
Yeah, of course. Quite a young age as well.
Yeah. But I was getting out of one part. My dad was an alcoholic, life abuser, and gambler, you know, so they get all beat up at home all the time. So I was having it at home, that's why I got sick of it. I refused to go to school. So, yeah. I was never at a sexual abuse there, but, you know, it was just physically and mentally.
Yeah.
Torture. Yeah, my memories, you know, I've got kids more than I don't talk about it at all. You don't know my past, you know.
Yeah, of course, I completely understand that, and sometimes, you know, the likes of ourselves, we, you know, we're the first person that you're opening up to in a very long time.
I said,
no, I understand that completely, sir. Okay, so you just briefly mentioned, obviously, you were absconded quite a lot for running away.
Always. As soon as I get, if I got out, I could get out. I was away.
Yeah. So when you got back to Card Ross, then, like, what was the, was you punished in any way for it?
Yeah, they would take you back, you know, and then run to the police or something, brought you back, or they brought you back yourself. Once everything was all quieted down, they'd come on and see you, and then that's, you know, you'd bring your room or something, that's when you'd be getting a good slap.
So they give you, like, a bit of a smack and stuff for leaving?
Yeah, for running away, okay. Not being controllable, you know.
Yeah.
And then fighting the other kids and the kids. If I was a wee shipper, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I can imagine what it would like for an adult to have a kid stand and swearing, you know, calling them for everything in the face. You know, you're bringing it out of them, you're drawing it out. But I was just doing it, if you know what I mean. I was just getting that. There was nothing there. I thought that was allowed, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. I could tell someone. And I thought, well, there wasn't the only one, you know.
Okay, so obviously, but yeah, you just said that obviously, you know, when they brought you back, you know, they give you a bit of a slap and stuff like that.
Yeah. What
was it like in terms of? Sorry, go on, sir.
I said you see me, I'll basically do it again. You do it again, threatening me, prison, they're threatening me, with these schools, they're threatening me, jail, one. You know, they were always threatening to take me somewhere else and put me somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I didn't ever get put somewhere else. They kept me for a year and then made me on the edge.
Okay.
Maybe more than a year, because I can imagine when I was, the day I was leaving, you know, not all of them were bad, you know, it wasn't all of them. Some of the ladies were pretty good, and, you know, the day I was leaving to go to Edgewood, they actually gave me a present for being in there so long. So I think I was one of the longest kids at the time.
Wow, okay, yeah, I understand that.
It was just mainly like Grimwood and a man called Jack, an older man that didn't shift the PE teacher, I can't even mention his name, but he came from my hometown in Kirkintilloch. I seen him once I got out, and I gave him abuse in the street. And then he disappeared from my hometown.
Yeah.
Because he knew something was happening to him eventually.
What was that, sorry?
He said, the PE teacher from Kadros, he stayed somewhere in my hometown, and I kept bumping him, and I kept telling him, we've got to get you, we've got to get you. And eventually, I stopped seeing him, you know, because he knew he was going to get hurt. He knew he would get hurt.
Yeah.
So he said, if I had a knife at one time, I'd have stabbed him. I said, no.
Okay. And would you... How was it in terms of, obviously, I know you've said, you know, a few staff members would give you a slap and that for, you know, running away and whatnot. How was it in terms of punishments or restraining you in any way? And was that quite unlawful in any way?
Well, it was holding your hands, you know, so you couldn't hit them. Well, you know, he's big. I mean, that was the hardest man I ever punched me. He was still to this day. I can still remember getting blacked out.
Yeah. Oh, so a staff member's hit you where you blacked out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't, you know, you were wrong about the black eyes and that, but they would never take you to a doctor or anything like that, you know. Because they didn't want you to tell. I didn't know I could tell somebody.
I
thought, this is okay, right? Yeah. It's actually because I'm running away, you know, and just getting punished what I did at home.
Yeah, of course. And when you said, obviously, he's hit you and you've blacked out, was this at a point where there was it just one staff member or was it multiple staff members trying to restrain you?
No, it would be two. It would be Roy Grimmard and that bad guy, yeah, two of them. And they're in a small room. And I say, you know, I didn't stop peeing the bed. I was 16, maybe. The terror,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, so there was bedwetting involved as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so as I said, the more obviously the details that you give me, the more it strengthens your, you know, the statements for your application, especially for you to receive a reasonable amount from the scheme. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I just remember the staff restraining me, and one of them hit. So you blacked out and was you unconscious, I'm assuming?
No, I just remember backing out and seeing these stars running about my head, you know, and that's the first time I'd ever been hit like that, you know, even my dad didn't hit me like that. He hit me, you know, but no, he was a big lad, but this man. And they were getting sick of having to come out all the time, you know, me responding, and then I was away for weeks at a time, a month, one time, you know, to the pound me. I stayed in the woods in a tent. The police couldn't find me, my family couldn't find me, not that my family wanted in. I lost touch. I have a brother and a sister, and I don't actually know them, because when I get took out of care, I get lost touch with them. My brother came to see me once, you know, and they wouldn't let him in. And I jumped out the window to be yelling after them. And then when I get back in, I get hit again after the teacher for jumping out the window.
I'm sorry to hear that. It must be hard for you to live and not be able to, you know,
know or
see your brother and sister. I understand that completely.
I don't actually know them, probably, you know, but I wasn't brought up with them.
Yeah, of course, I understand.
If I met them now, they'd be sort of strangers.
Okay. Did the bedwetting start at Cardross?
No, it started at home, pal. When my dad was away, when he was beating my mum. My mum was beating stupid stuff. And then he came home drunk with no money.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell me about Cardos?
No, basically that's about how it was. Basically that's the way it was for the maiden.
Yeah.
I think eventually I settled down and stopped running away.
Yeah.
Sort of learnt my lessons, you know. But yeah, mental torture after it was night time, my dreams and that were, and the last thing I was went to bed, making up and crying. I used to sleep with the pillow over my head all the time, so when I got up in the morning, my daughter said the pillow would be in the floor, somebody had been in my room and took it off my head. But that was the thing I was growing up with, hearing my mum screaming and I didn't want to hear screaming, you know.
Yeah,
okay. So, you know, these memories are a bit sore, pal. My mum got with alcohol because of the beatings, you know.
Yeah. I understand. I just get the screen. Okay, so I've just obviously noted down what you've explained to me there, and made a little bit of a statement for yourself. Would you like me to read this back to you at all, or would you, you know, if you,
no, I'm okay, pal. I just skip over. Yeah, okay.
That's completely understandable. Obviously, it will be automatically populated into your application form when it does get sent out to you. You're more than welcome to read it or skip past it. That's completely your decision. But all I've done on your behalf is I've explained each point that you told me, expanded on it a little bit to make it, sound like it's, you know, it will not even sound, explained that it wasn't the best time for you, and obviously put the details in there of how you've been made to feel a certain type of way, what's happened, so. You'll see that at whatever point you need to. But okay, let's move on to the adolescent unit.
Reggie wasn't as bad. It was more of a unit with flats, you know, where they put three or four boys and girls in the flats.
Yeah.
It was a big old house. It's a big old country house. But it was made to look like flats to make you feel more at home, more than the assessment centre, but it was just, you know, rooms and corridors.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that wasn't so bad for me. I learned my lessons and took off. But I know there was stuff going on in it that I wasn't involved in today. They wouldn't have made me to the near date, you know.
Yeah.
But there was one night, I just remember one night, you know, one in the night staff went to the room. I go through the problem and take the pillow over my head again. And I got my cloak and that's it. And I just jumped up and screamed at him.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no, just make sure you're okay. I'm just making sure you're okay. He says, you're kind of asleep. You're kind of asleep. I don't know about him.
Yeah. Okay. So was the more unfortunate experience for yourself at Cardross? More
that was the worst one, pal.
Okay, so I don't want to skip past anything avoid making any detail. Would you want this focus to just be on Cardross, or would you like?
Mainly Cardross. I had a better time at Reggie. I didn't actually abscond at all.
Yeah.
Because of the way it was, but there was stuff going on around about me. I noticed, but I just didn't say nothing, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Well, what I'll do for you then is, because the care settings that I have to jot down here, it's the ones that obviously you've had the most unfortunate experiences from. I'll remove the adolescent unit at this time. But obviously, your care records are going to show that you were in the adolescent unit there. But obviously, also, as I said, also do is I just input the experiences that you've had that were unfortunate so we can populate into your application form then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, though, Kenneth, for being open and honest about that. I know you've obviously just said that briefly earlier. You know, you haven't really spoken to anyone about this. And I understand it. Yeah, I understand. It can be very difficult. So thank you very much for trusting me in you know, opening up. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, my son's in the other room and I'm just hoping he doesn't hear me, you know.
Yeah, of course. Well, with the scheme, Kenneth, there's four types of abuse that the scheme look at. You know, they look at neglect, they look at physical and emotional abuse,
yes,
and also sexual as well. Obviously, based on based on what you told me, with the physical abuse of what you've suffered at Card Ross, 100%, you are applicable to the Scottish Redress Scheme, especially for a loan, you know, running away, being punished for it, getting restrained, getting blacked out for it, which it's totally unacceptable. And obviously as well, the even though you've come into the care system with a bedwetting issue, they haven't done nothing to help that for you and assisted you with it, and instead they've brought fear and terror, as you said, to you in that care setting, which you know would only make their matters worse. Okay. So, yeah, as I said, there's physical abuse and there's that emotional abuse that's going to play a factor in there as well. So for your application, Kenneth, would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
What's the beneficiary? Is it somebody ever did something harm to me?
If for whatever reason something unfortunately happened to you, then a close member of the family or a friend can receive these funds of what you're awarded.
Yeah, bring my children, Pop.
Yep, okay. Can I? Who would you like me to put down as the name for that?
Kaelin. Kaelin Mackie. C-A-I-L-A-I-N.
K-E-I-L.
C-C-A-I-L.
C-A-L-I-N.
I-N-E. Mackie, M-A-C-K-I-E. My daughter, Erin.
Yeah, sorry, I do apologise. It is only one nominated.
That's okay. Kaelin, if anything happened to me, you'd be sure it was sister.
Yeah, okay. So I've spelled Kaelin, mate. Is that C-A-L-I-N-E?
Yep, C-A-L-I-A-N.
I-A-N.
That's
your one. Okay, perfect. And does Kaelin have a middle name?
No.
No, okay. And what's Kaelin's date of birth?
The 19th.
Yep.
The 19th is the first.
Yep.
1999.
Okay, and do you know Kaelin's mobile number at all?
No, he doesn't have a phone call.
Ah, okay, so I'm guessing he wouldn't have an email address?
No, I don't let him.
Okay.
No, he doesn't have to have it if he wanted to, but if he thought of not, he'd be honest. I just don't like the internet thing.
Yeah, okay. It's only so, obviously, if anything did happen, we'd obviously have to get in contact with Kaelin.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know where Kaelin lives?
He's living with his girlfriend. It's 70 Kappa Avenue, Port Stewart.
70 Kappa
Avenue. I don't actually know the postcode.
Okay, Port Stewart. Okay, and is that an island as well?
That's an island, not an island, yeah. It's just a couple of miles down the road, Paul.
Okay, It's just
the port, that's the port, Stuart. It's not the Causeway Coast, no Giant's Causeway, not that point.
I'm just trying to find the address, that's all, sir.
It's Kappa spelled with C.
Yeah, C-A-P-P-E-R.
Uh-huh, Kappa Road.
Okay, I found obviously the area in Ireland of Port Stewart.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing's coming up with Kappa Avenue. Port Stewart, okay.
Yeah.
So it's all one word.
Port Stewart, yeah. Oh, I don't know how Kappa spells. C-A-P-P-E-R, so Kappa. Kappa. I'm not
aware
of them, so I don't really know
the area. Ah, I've got it.
You got it, right?
Yeah, it's not spelled how we think.
Ah, right, okay.
C-A-P-P-A-G-H.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I done the same as you. It's just the most obvious spelling, but...
Yeah.
Even in Scotland, sir, sometimes just... There's a few GHs and stuff in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is all good. Don't worry, I found it. That's great. Okay. So based on the from the information that you've told me, there's two types of payments that you can go for, Kenneth. One payment is just a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just solely the Scottish Redress Scheme. They'll award you £10,000. They won't look at any evidence or the abuse that you've suffered. They'll just confirm that you've been in care and you receive £10,000. There's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, where that decision then decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. So they'll look into the evidence that we present.
It's not really money, pal. This shouldn't happen to people, you know.
Yeah, no,
I don't even want an apology of them.
Yeah, no, I swore
I'll never go back to Scotland. I've never been, and I won't.
I don't blame you at all. It's some of the stories that I've heard from Cardross, from Kibble. There's a lot of them out there, and
there's three schools in St Mary's and all that.
It's quite scarring. It really is, and it's, you know, it's I completely don't blame you. If obviously. If I was yourselves as well, I'd move away. I really would. And you've done the right thing. You've gone away from being.
Even my lady there, she doesn't know.
I just told her
I'm going for a private call here.
I understand. As I said, Kenneth, you've done amazing. You really have. So just be proud of yourself, man to man.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, you've done amazing, Kenneth. I know it's hard to talk about feelings sometimes.
Yeah, well, talking to my mother there, a bit hard, you know.
Yeah, of course, I understand that, sir. I am going to put you forward, though, for the £100,000. Not saying you'll get that, but it's up to. But I solely believe that, you know, from the abuse that you've suffered, it's worth more than £10,000. I know you've said money's not the issue, but... This is what the scheme's been brought out for. It's to compensate for what you've gone through. So I'm going to put you down for the individually assessed payment. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to grab some more further information from yourself, and then I'll leave you be to obviously have that little think on, you know, give it 24 hours to, you know, decide what you want to do, and then I can come back and send you all the forms and whatever then. But I just need to clarify, Kenneth, have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme advance payment at all?
No.
No, okay. And were you known by any other different names during your time in care?
No.
No. Have you changed your name legally by depol or marriage?
No.
No, okay. And am I able to grab the details of your mum and dad's name, please? they don't get contact. Yeah, they don't get contacted or nothing. It's just so we can find some
dead
records.
I'm glad he's dead.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, so you said it was Andrew.
Andrew Matthew, yeah, my father.
Matthew. Okay, and your mum's name?
Anne.
Is that A-double-N or E?
E. A-N-N.
A-A-N. And is that Matthew as well?
Yeah, right, but his surname is Wright, but my married name is Matthew.
Okay. And Kenneth, whereabouts have you registered with your doctors, please?
My doctor's in Castle Rock Road, Coleraine.
Castle Holt Road.
Castle Rock.
Ah, Castle Rock.
It's called Riverside Surgery, Coleraine.
Neverside.
Riverside, yeah.
Neverside Surgery. Is that, obviously, I'm guessing, in Ireland?
Yeah. Cool. Then.
Yeah. Sorry, just so I heard you, Mike, Kenneth, did you say Neverside?
Riverside.
Nether, with a T.
River, you know, river, water, river.
Oh, river. Sorry, my apologies.
No, you're okay. Riverside Clinic, cool, then.
Okay, got them here. It's BT513TD.
That's it, yeah. Dr. Thompson and Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, perfect. And do you remember, Kenneth, the address that you lived in prior to being in care?
Yeah, it was 5 Melbourne Street, Leinster.
Okay. 5 Millbank Street.
Next time, Glasgow. G66 something. There's also in my mum's for a bit. When she left my father, she lives in Meikle Hill Road, Kirsten Tower.
Okay, was it not Millbank Road at all?
Pardon? Melbourne, you know, Mill. But a mill was the big hand spinning in Melbourne, not Riverburn. Melbourne Street.
Oh, Melbourne Street.
M-I-L-B-U-R-N-E. No, Melbourne, no E, just forget the E. Hi, my bank street address. G66.
Yeah, G6670D. Got that.
That's it, yeah, pal.
Got it. Okay.
I was mainly at that address.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Two more questions for yourself, Kenneth. Nice and easy. Have you ever received any relevant criminal injuries compensation or civil claim payments from these local authorities during your time in care?
No, never. I didn't even know you were. Because that's existence. I've seen it online.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any criminal convictions with 5?
No, I do. I get more on paper.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Have you ever spent 5 or more years in prison for them?
No.
No, okay, that's fine.
So I have a lot of convictions when I was younger, pal. I was just saying, it was uncontrollable. My treatment was in treatment shock.
Yeah.
I just try to survive, you know.
Of course, yeah, of course.
Just try to survive.
And to be honest, Kenneth, yeah, that's quite normal for you know, someone like yourself having a troubled upbringing, you know, parents who, you know, abused alcohol. it's so common. You might not know, but it is. It's so common. The reason why I only ask these convictions is obviously if you've murdered or attempted murdered someone, you know, raped anyone like that. The scheme will take it into consideration. But obviously,
the longest I stayed prison is 4 months.
Yeah, no.
And that was actually 9 months. I only done 4. And that was for an armed robbery and
Yeah. Okay, again. So what I can do for you here from this point on is I can leave you be for 24 hours and I give you a call tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, whatever suits. Or what I can do, obviously, if you do feel ready, like tomorrow, I can still send you our documents out today. And if you do feel ready overnight, tomorrow morning, whatever, you can sign our documents and get them back.
Yeah, you post them out. No, post them out anyway, right? Post them out anyway and give me a call about the same time tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Because then my kids will be out and my son will be able to come in and my wife will be able.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I'll do, Kenneth, is we won't post them. We'll email them to you.
Okay.
It's done electronically. We are a paperless company. So it'll be sent to you on kennymahy2@gmail.com. Okay, so I'll send them out to you.
Another email address. You send it to kennymahy2@gmail.com.
Okay, bear with me. I'll just change that for you.
Yeah.
So Kenneth Mahy,
number 8
@gmail.com.
Yeah, the other one's just referencing that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Kennethmahyke. Yep, no worries, perfect.
Thank you.
That's not a problem, Kenneth. Thank you very much for your time. I'll send them forms out to you. You'll get a text with the link to the forms, and you'll also receive the same link on the emails as well, which will disclose the documents. Either link will take you to the documents. It's just obviously the part one and part three of your application. There's a conditional fee agreement, which just explains, obviously, again, our percentage of 19.2% in total. There's a letter of authority in there as well, which just basically gives, obviously, us the authority to act on your behalf, to gather your records. And then there's a client care, like kind of welcome letter as well, just saying like who we are, what we're going to do for you, kind of type. I'll send these out to you. Obviously take your time in signing them. I'll give you a call, you know, if you want this time tomorrow morning. And just see how you're feeling about things.
Yeah, no, I think I'll be okay, you know. Just overnight, let me think about it and have a talk.
Yeah, no, of course.
I've got to tell my partner here, you know, all about this, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know about my past. You know, I've never told her either. So this has got to be a bit of a shock to her, you know.
Yeah. I completely understand, Kenneth. Before I let you go, though, is there any questions from yourself?
No, you've been very good, thank you. You know, you've been really bad. You've listened, you know, and you've been very kind.
Well, I'm glad you think so, Kenneth. I'm always that ear for you. I'm here to help you. We're here to help you, and we're here to also support you as well along the way. Thank you very much for your time today. I do appreciate it,
too.
And I'll give you a call tomorrow morning and see how you're feeling.
Okay, pal. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Kenneth. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye now.